any other thoughts in terms of the issue of, again, post-neoadjuvant therapy with significant residual disease? I think there's a trial comparing T-DM1 to trastuzumab. Any thoughts about, you know, of course, the more residual disease you have, the greater the risk. New strategies to look at these patients?
So it's an interesting niche because, as we just said, one of the challenges in breast cancer right now is that we're doing so well. And you got to be careful when you say that because we all know patients who aren't doing so well. But on average, people are doing so well, especially over the first 4 to 5 years, that it's hard to power studies to find high-risk events. And so one of the opportunities is to look at these women who have residual disease. We know there's a greater risk of recurrence in these patients. And so you're exactly right. There has been a study looking at either trastuzumab or the adotrastuzumab emtansine or T-DM1 antibody drug conjugate in that population, arguing that, you know, using a slightly different modality of treatment might overcome some of the resistance.